There was one day, two nuns were driving out in the country on a Sunday afternoon, and they ran out of gas. Now, these were nuns that were still wearing the old habits, so they really looked like nuns. And they walked to the closest house they could find, and they knocked on the door, and they said, "Do you have any gas?" And the man said, "Yes, I do. Let me go out to the barn and see if I can find something to put it in." And he came back and he said, "You know, I can't find anything to put it in. Well, let me go back and check again." So in a few moments, he comes back carrying this old bedpan. And he says, "I'm really embarrassed about this. I mean, but it will get the gas to your car." And the nuns were absolutely grateful because, I mean, when you're out of gas on the back road, you know, country road, you don't care what you carry. So they take the bedpan and they go back to their car with the gas, and they're pouring the gas from the bedpan into the gas tank. And all of a sudden, a rabbi drives by. Well, he slams on his brake, he gets out of the car, he looks wide-eyed at the nuns, and he goes, "Sisters, I never understood your religion, but I got to hand it to you. I'm impressed with your faith." And so that's what I want to talk about today. Faith. Faith. Because we believe that God is everywhere present, don't we? That it is a loving intelligence, a creative power, dynamic power in the universe, and it's all around us, everywhere present, that it's flowing in and through us. And that each one of us is born into this world encoded with that divine infinite love and intelligence. And what activates it is our faith. But many of us wait, don't we? And we don't quite activate our faith in time, you know, until we get to the hospital and the doctor gives us a diagnosis. Or our kids get into trouble and we don't know what to do. You know, or we're in a relationship and we've hit a wall and our heart is breaking. Then we decide it's time to pray to God. Then we begin to activate our faith. But what if we didn't have to wait that long? You know, maybe some of you are at that place in your life right now where you've hit that wall and there's no place else to go except to God. You know, when we activate our faith, it says in Philippians, "The God who started this great work in you would keep it at it and bring it to a flourishing finish." Isn't that beautiful? I love that. The God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish. Last week we talked about, or my lesson was called "Why Me, God?" Right? We talked about learning how to live from that place deep within our being where when the most difficult thing that can happen is happening, we don't lose our stance. We don't lose the ground of being where we're standing. And that's called, it's called trusting. Trusting in this divine presence, knowing that God is in charge, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that whatever it is you're facing, you will make it through. And that's called faith. And what I want to do today is I want to talk about how to activate our faith before we hit that wall. Would that be a good thing? Would that be helpful for you to know? I think so. The Apostle Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Faith is the assurance," and I put in little parentheses, "evidence of the things hoped for, the conviction or the certainty of things not yet seen." And I love that definition of faith. It's the assurance or the evidence of things hoped for and the conviction or the certainty of things not yet seen. So faith is the evidence of that, of the thing hoped for. And what it moves us from just a hope or like a wish into an assurance, an absolute assurance. And I know, I absolutely know, an absolute certainty in that which is not yet seen. And when you can bring that certainty in that which is not yet seen into your life experience, then you begin to activate that certainty. It's in you. It's already in you. You have a divine faculty of faith. It's within you. You just got to learn to activate it. And when we get to that certainty, then we will move from the realm of just hoping into the realm of absolutely knowing it's true. Knowing from every fiber and cell of your being that it's true. And that's what I want to challenge you today to do, to really begin to find out and discover within you what you're here to give, what is yours to do. I kind of set that up in the meditation for you. And so what I want you to do is take out your bulletin or something to write on. You know, if you don't have a bulletin, there's some little note cards in the pews, and grab a pen. And if you don't have a pen, there's some in the pew, but you might have a pen, and make sure you share it with your neighbors, and the ushers are coming through. Richard has some more pens and paper, and so does Sue. If you need something to write on, raise your hand. So I want everybody to have a little piece of paper and a pen to write with. Because you're going to work today. You're going to see how you're going to activate your faith. And so what I want you to do on that piece of paper is I want you to think about, you know, what is it today that you are genuinely hoping for? What is it today that would make your life work? Just a few words. You don't have to write a whole big essay. Just a few words about what it is that would make your life work. And as I said, I set you up in the meditation to, you know, what is it that you are here, you know, that you're hoping for today? You know, if it's a healing, then write that down. I'm hoping for a healing. You know, if it's a healing of a relationship, write that down. Nobody else is going to see this. This is for your eyes only. I'm hoping. And write it down, because just listening to me today isn't going to make any changes in your life. But it's taking a step, activating your faith. It's going to change your life, and it's going to change the lives of the people around you. So that's what I'm challenging you to do today. So I'm hoping. And just write a few words. What would make your life work? What level are you willing to play at? And then what I want to do is I want to walk you through the steps of how to get your faith moving and how to move out of just hoping into full faith. So does everybody have something that you've written down? I'm hoping. Because Jesus said that you have faith within you so powerful that it can move any mountain that stands before you. It's your spiritual nature. It's part of you. It's who you are. You have to activate it. And you'll want to activate it before you get to the emergency room, don't you? You don't want to wait that long. So hold on to what we're going to go through the steps in just a few moments. Hold on to that piece of paper. But I want to first talk about the difference between hope and faith. Because it's a big difference. Big difference. So I have a little visual image here that we're going to look at. Now, can you see that? It's a tightrope walker across Niagara Falls. Okay, so you just imagine there is this man with a wheelbarrow and he's on a tightrope across Niagara Falls. No net beneath him. Only raging water. Okay, now behind him there's this bridge, and you can see there's hundreds of people on that bridge hanging, you know, watching him. So you're one of those people on that bridge. You're watching him from a distance. You hope he gets from point A to point B, right? You're hoping that he's going to make it, right? Faith is getting in that wheelbarrow. Did you see how it just shifted for you? hoping as you're an observer, you're hoping out there that everything's fine, that everything works out good. Faith is knowing without any doubt it's going to work out. It's getting in that wheelbarrow. So look at what you wrote down and stretch your hope. You know, it's hoping that all the hungry children in the world are fed, or that there's peace on this planet, or that there's a healing of a relationship. Even if you haven't seen any evidence of it, know that there's a power within you that will get you into that wheelbarrow. So now I want to share with you the four steps to activating your faith, to moving your faith. The first step is to activate your faith by a decision. You know, you've written something down. I want to ask you, is that a stretch for you? If it's not, choose something else. Don't waste your time playing small. The world needs you to play big right now. So it might be something like, I make a decision to let God be in charge of my life. I make a decision that I'm going to turn my life over to the care of a power that is greater than myself. I make a decision and be willing to write it down and to stake your life on it. I make a decision. You won't know how to do it. You probably won't know how to do it, because if it's an idea from God, you won't know how to do it because it's so much bigger than you could ever think. And it's something you're being asked to do that you never probably thought of before. And so you have a piece of paper. The first step is to make a decision. Make a decision. And when you complete that, when you make that decision, when you do that first step, it gives you the courage to move on to the second step, which is you amplify your faith by declaring it. Our founding fathers wrote a declaration, thank God. They made a decision to be free, and then they amplified it by writing it down. A study was done by one of the Ivy League schools. They tracked a group of people at 15, 30, and 50-year intervals. And one of the questions they asked was, do you have goals for your life? 3% of the graduating class, 3% had written down their goals. 3% of the graduating class had written their goals down. 15% of that graduating class could tell you clearly what they, where they were headed and what they wanted to accomplish. That left 82% that had no clue of what they wanted to do. 30 years later, they went back and did all of the psychological tests, sociological tests, for how healthy they were, how successful they were, the contributions they had made to the world, and the quality of their lives. Guess which 3% were way ahead of everyone else? The 3% who wrote down their goals. They were way ahead of everyone else. So you have written something down. And if you don't have clarity about where you're headed, and if you don't know what your contribution is, if you haven't written something down, then my prayer for you is that you go home this week and you sit in meditation, you sit in prayer, and you ask God, the Holy Spirit, the Lord of your being, what is my life about? Get clear. Because the first step in activating your faith is moving your faith is to activate it by making a decision. And then you amplify it by declaring it. You write it down. Share it with your prayer partners. Get them working. And then the third step is that you accelerate your faith with gratitude. With gratitude. If what you wrote down was to feed the hungry children in the world, then you begin to feel grateful that all the children are fed in our world. If you've written down a loving partner, then you feel grateful that you've already met that wonderful, exciting, dynamic, fabulous human being, that partner. And you begin to rehearse walking down this aisle every single time you walk into the sanctuary. Practice it. You're walking down the aisle with your honey, your sweetie, your loving partner. Start giving thanks that it's already done. And then our fourth step is you assure your faith by moving into action. Move into action. Do something. What is one thing that you could do when you leave here today that would move you towards your goal? One thing. And then do your best. Don't be the best, but do your very best to move yourself towards that goal. So you activate your faith with a decision. You amplify it by declaring it. You accelerate it with gratitude, and then you assure it by moving into action, taking that next step towards your goal. It doesn't matter what your problem is. It doesn't matter what you've written down. The solution is always spiritual. It doesn't matter what you think the big issue is in your life. The solution will always be God. Always. The solution will always be trusting in a power greater than yourself. And so bless you. So I invite you to take seriously what you just wrote down. And I guarantee you that you have the gift that to give to the world. You have a gift that the world is waiting for you to give. You may not know what it is. And if you don't, I really encourage you, sit down in prayer this week and ask, Holy Spirit, you know, why am I here? What am I here to do? Because I know that you have within you everything that it takes to bring it forth. Now, I don't know what you wrote down. But I know that there's a thrill in there for you. The thrill of doing something you never, ever believed was possible. And when you stumble and when you fall, and you probably will, you will have the grace of being lifted up as you step into that wheelbarrow, as you walk in faith. God bless you.